Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Roman. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Jacoby, and towards Franco, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Bando moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor catches it and throws to second to double up Carter. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sviem settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Franco reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. There goes Bernazard trying to get to home. Braggs throws the ball into Riles, who relays the ball to Schroeder, who tags Bernazard, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's Brewers, 2, Indians, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Schroeder moves to third. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into left field. Carter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carter. Schroeder scores. Yount moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sviem settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Braggs. The throw from Bando and he is out, Franco applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sviam hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Franco strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper catches it and steps on first to double up Carter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 3 in the game. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 3 in the game. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Tabler moves to second. One out. Mark Clear now pitching. Mel Hall pinch hits for Brooke Jacoby. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Tabler tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Brewers. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Clear covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing right field. Corey Snyder now playing third base. Mel Hall now playing left field. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sviam hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Schroeder goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Franco strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.